Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Let us put our minds on the Lord, most gracious and eternal Father in heaven. Oh, God, we come to you as humble as we know how, asking you for mercy, oh, God, for forgiveness. We ask you, Lord, to search our hearts while we're praying this prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand and lay your hand upon us, Lord. Touch, Lord, heal. Deliver and make whole in the name of Jesus. Work wonders, oh God, and move by your power. Lord, during this broadcast, let your powers be made known to every listener. Let everyone feel your touch, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, those who are struggling, we pray, Lord, a special prayer that you will lay your hand upon them and that you will have mercy on their souls, oh God, and save them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, move in the midst of your people. Send your anointing, oh God, and send your power in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will speak to our hearts through your word, oh God. Let your word come forth, Lord. Let your word minister to every hearer. In the name of Jesus, whatever the need is, oh God, let it come through your word, our needs. Lord, give us strength. Lord, give us power. Oh, my God, and help us to do your will in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to remember those, oh God, who are on the prayer list. Look on them tonight. In a special way, Lord Jesus, touch, Lord God, work miracles, Lord, open doors, make ways in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord God, give answers to those who have been waiting for answers in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will have your way, that you will take full control. Oh, my God, and remember those who are sick in their bodies. Touch, Lord Jesus. Heal their conditions. Lord God, make them whole right now. If any have committed sins, let their sins be forgiven and take them away, Lord. Oh, Lord God, be merciful and have mercy, Lord Jesus. Look on those, oh God, who are backslidden, Lord Jesus. Restore their souls, oh God. Help them to return unto you, Lord. Help them to make it back before it's too late. Please, Lord, my God, give somebody a little more time to get right with you, Lord, to set their house in order. Oh, Lord, we know you're able. Oh, blessed Savior, you're so merciful and so kind toward us, Lord. We don't deserve anything from you, Lord. But we thank you tonight for giving us grace. We thank you for being patient with us, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs, Lord. We thank you. Glory, hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Lord. Please, my God, remember the bereaved family tonight. We pray for comfort and for consolation. Lord, be close to them, oh God. Move in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Remember the Thompson family, oh God. Strengthen them and carry them through, Lord God. Also, the White family, the Jackson family, and the Edmonds family. Lord, please, the Pauldo family, be with them, oh God, and uphold them during this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord God. Be merciful. Have mercy and wrap your arms all around them. Those who don't know you, Lord God, save their souls before it's too late. in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, oh God, for this prayer tonight, for your touch. We thank you for the moving of your spirit, Lord. We thank you for this ministry, God. We ask that you'll continue to bless it. Oh, Lord, let it grow the more, let it prosper. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let it bring glory and honor to your name. We believe it and we count it as done. And, Lord, we praise you. We magnify you. And we lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask you tonight to accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture, and I will be reading the 61st number of Psalm, verses 1 through 8. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vow. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vow. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 61st number of Psalm, verses 1 through 8. May God bless the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful poem being read by Sister Cheryl and that prayer being prayed by Evangelist Hameen. And thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Nadal Edmonds. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and prayer on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep the Breeze Thompson family and Breeze Edmond family in our prayers. Pray for Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, Tina Lyons Capoletti, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, as well as those others who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. While I'm down here praying, I need you to help me. While I'm down here praying, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Please, Lord, I need you to help me. Please, Lord, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. 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 Oh, help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful selection. Crying out to the Lord, saying, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. I need you to help me. Thank the Lord for that selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And Lord knows we need the Lord to help us in this day and time that we're living in. We are in the last days. Oh, and the psalmist in that scripture that was read was crying out and asking God, hear my prayer, oh God, attend unto my prayer. And we need the Lord to help us. We need to cry out to the Lord, pour our hearts out to him, because God, he knows that we're down here going through many things, but he wants us to depend on him. He wants us to look to him. As the psalmist said, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covering of thy wings. You can put your trust in the Lord because he is our strong tower from the enemy that seeks to destroy us. And I just thank the Lord for this opportunity. Praise the Lord. It's been a while, and I haven't been on for a little while, but thank God I'm on tonight, amen, after missing a few, but I'm glad to be here tonight. I tell you, God is a mighty good God, and I want to encourage you tonight to prepare your heart to receive a word from the Lord. Just let God speak directly to your heart. Open your ears that you can hear the voice of God, and open your heart to receive the Lord in your heart. Let his word get into your heart. And without further ado, we're going to move on out of the way that we can get the word of God. So let's get ready. Put aside all of your distractions, anything that could get in the way, and listen carefully so that you can hear the voice of the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for that. Praise God. We just thank God for Evangelist Hameen and that introduction that she gave. And before we get into the word, I just want to announce that Evangelist Cynthia is scheduled to preach on June the 12th and June the 19th on the International Prayer Line. And the number is 1-605-313-4122. The access code 197869#. And once again, that's on June the 12th and June the 19th. I believe that's on a Monday and the following Monday. She will be preaching, and she preaches the word of God. She gets into the word, and she labors in that word. So we invite you to tune in. If you're not doing anything, tune in and hear the word of God. See what God has for you. And now at this time, tonight is Tuesday night. It's oldies but goodies in the gospel.
We're going to go retro, back to the 90s, and the word of God was being preached, and the same word remains the same in this year of 2023. So listen intently and prepare your hearts to receive the word of God.
My radio listeners, I'm happy to be back in the studio on tonight. Yes, I come to give you the word of God.
Yes,
and we're going to go to the book of Amos, the fourth chapter,
yes,
and the 12th verse. Also, the book of Isaiah, the 62nd chapter, and the 10th verse. And we're going to begin reading with Isaiah. The 62nd chapter and the 10th verse says, go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones.
Yeah.
Lift up a standard for the people.
Ooh, yeah.
And going to the book of Amos, the fourth chapter and the 12th verse. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O yeah. Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God,
right.
O Israel.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to leave a message with you. Prepare your God.
Yes, Lord.
Prepare to meet your God.
Yes, Lord.
When a person prepares, they make ready.
Yes, they do.
They make ready for a specific purpose.
Amen.
And the message is telling you to prepare to meet your God.
Yes.
It's not telling you to prepare to go to college.
All right, come on now.
It's not telling you to prepare for a husband or for a wife.
Come on, preacher.
But it's telling you to prepare to meet your God,
well, yes.
For the days are evil,
yes.
And we are living in the last time.
Yes.
Men are calling right wrong,
yes.
And they're calling wrong right.
Yes.
That's why the Lord is warning you,
yes.
To prepare to meet your God.
Yes.
You see, the God I serve,
yes.
Is a terrible God.
Yes.
He promised to reward us for the sins and the evil deeds that a person does in their body.
Amen.
The word of God lets us know that sin is evil.
Oh, yes, it is.
Sin is wickedness.
Yes,
and God is against sin.
Amen.
Sin is the transgression,
yes.
Of God's law.
Yes.
And when we look around, we see how men are sinning,
yes.
How they are transgressing,
yes.
The law of God.
Oh, yes.
God, they don't care what they do anymore. Even some of the so-called,
yes.
People of God,
yes.
Have let down the standard of God.
Yes, they
are not living the way the word of God tells them to live.
Amen.
They're going in the way of their own.
Yes.
And the word of God says, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Yes.
In the book of Romans 6:23,
yes.
The wages of sin is death,
whoa,
but the gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
God is giving you a chance,
yes.
To receive eternal life.
Amen.
tonight, the power's out. Yeah. They got to swing and a sway. Yeah. They got to fall in the angle. Uh-huh. But they don't have the spirit of God. Yeah. They just got to shake it. Yeah. And the tremble. All
right.
And the word of God says, yeah, even devils, yeah, can not believe. Yeah. They tremble.
Tremble.
Yeah. Oh. They tremble every now and then.
Yeah.
But the people, yeah, that are professing, yeah, and not possessing, yeah, the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
even God. One of these days, you're going to have to stand before God and tell him that he's done in your life.
Amen.
You see, right now you don't see.
All right.
You might not be face to face with
him. Amen.
But one day you're going to be face to face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said, God don't see me.
All right.
God is not going to punish me.
Come on.
But God's got to be one.
Yes, he does.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Son, Jesus. We thank you for your word tonight, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, Heavenly Father, look down on us with compassion, God. Have mercy upon our souls, Lord. Let our sins be forgiven us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us tonight, my God. Help us to get ready, my God, to meet you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, help us to clean up, God. I know you're able, God. Help us prepare to meet you, God. In the name of Jesus, look on those, my God, that are troubled in mind, God, that are looking for a way out, Lord. Help them, God. Help them to see that you're their way out, Lord. Those that are looking to be saved, God, save them, Lord. Look on the backslider. Bring them back to you, Lord. Look on the incarcerated, God. In the name of Jesus, deliver tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, the sick and the shut in, God. Heal, Lord Jesus. I know you're able, God. Help us to take this word in tonight, Lord. I know you're able, God. In the name of Jesus, move in signs and wonders for your miracles for your people, God. In the name of Jesus, 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 have your way tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, 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 touch the hearts of men, my God. Help them to fall out with their ways, Lord, and say, what must I do to be saved tonight, God? In the name of Jesus. Jesus, somebody needs you tonight, God.
Somebody's
waiting on you, Lord. Have your way tonight, God.
Yes,
have
yes.
your way, Jesus.
Your
I
way.
Know you're able, God. Jesus, move, Lord Jesus. Help us tonight, God. We need help, Lord. Help us to set our house in order, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want to be ready when you come, God. You call our name, Lord. We want to be ready, God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to be ready, my God. Help us to prepare for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus,
creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew within us the right spirit, God. Make us sober, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make us fit for the kingdom tonight, God. I know you're able, God. Jesus, we're calling on you tonight, God, because we need you, Lord. We need your help, God. Help us tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, I know you're able, God. Mm-hmm. Look on this world, my God. Look on those that are in authority, God. Save, Lord Jesus. Help them to lead the country, God. Yep. In the name of Jesus, I know that you're able, God. Oh, my God, go into the mental institutions, God. Have mercy, God. Restore the mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on the youth of this world, my God. Oh, my Father, help, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, help them, my God. In the name of Jesus, they need your help, Lord. I know that you're able to fix it for them, God. In the name of Jesus, have your eternal way and let your will be done, Lord. Look on the listeners tonight, my God. Save such that need to be saved, Lord. Heal those that are sick, my God. I know you're able, God. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Those that have lost loved ones, God, that are in bereavement, God, have mercy, God. Comfort and console, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on our family, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, I know you're able, God. The Thompson family, the White family, the Paldo, Lord, the Edmonds, the Densons, God. I know you're able, God.
Yes,
have your eternal way and let your will be done, God. Stay to the uttermost, my God. Stay to the uttermost, Lord. In the name of Jesus, pour out your spirit upon us, my God. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Let us feel your presence, Lord.
Yes,
I know you're able, God. Jesus. Oh, my God, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Touch us,
thank
my
you,
God.
Hallelujah.
Touch us, Lord Jesus. In
thank
the
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, touch us right now, my God. We desire to do your will, Lord. We desire to live for you, God. Satan has risen up against us, God.
Yes,
and, God, he's fighting us on every side, God. But I know that you're able, Lord.
You're able.
You have the power, my God. The power is yours, Lord. It belongs to you, my God. Fight against them that fight against us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way and let your will be done. Save our children, Lord. Save our grandchildren, God. Save our loved ones, Lord, our co-workers, our neighbors, my God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, and let your will be done. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise. We'll bless thy holy name, Lord. We'll glorify you, God. We'll lift you up higher, God. We'll continue to praise you, Lord Jesus. We'll continue to speak of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, these and all things we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I thank God. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. God knows we need to pray. Glory to God. And we need to get closer to the Lord God Almighty. I tell you, we truly are living in the last days, and we must prepare to meet our God, because we're going to meet him. If you're not prepared, you're still going to meet him. Glory to God. I thank God for the word of God on tonight. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelists. And if there's anyone on the line, minister, and you want to have remarks or something to say, you can also call in. And you can call 945-218-0218. And the access code is 5847681. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank God for the beautiful message. That was so powerful. And the anointing was there. The Lord just... I tell you, God is just such a mighty God, and he's reaching out to us. Even now, from the 90s, the Lord is speaking still through that message. Prepare to meet your God. So we need to get in a hurry. We need to get ready.
Yes.
To meet our God, be prepared. Not getting ready when he appears,
right.
But be ready.
Yes.
Prepared. And the Lord has given us enough time to be ready.
Yes.
Nobody has an excuse as to say, well, I'm just ready in time or this or that. No excuses.
No.
None are accepted. So I encourage you, just take the word of God in, no matter what's going on, no matter what others are doing, no matter what you're in the midst of, prepare to meet your God. Make sure that you are ready to meet the Lord. This is a judgment message, and the Lord is so merciful. He's just given us a chance after chance after chance to be prepared. He
yes.
keeps on sending out his word so that we can be prepared. He's a merciful God. He's not willing that any should perish. He doesn't want to see anyone lost, which is why he's giving us all these chances and opportunities.
Amen.
So let's take advantage of it. Amen. And prepare to meet our God. God, even way back when it was first preached, and today, this night, the Lord is moving by his Spirit, and I thank him. Praise the Lord. And I want to say to Evangelist May, continue to go by the leading of the Lord and allow God to use you in this ministry. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, encouraging us to prepare to meet our God. And like Evangelist Simon said, it was a judgment message. And this is what we are doing daily, or what we should be doing. Like the preacher said, we're living in the last days. And one of these days, we will meet the Lord, ready or not. But we ought to be prepared. And I tell you, I enjoyed this word of God, and I enjoyed how it was preached in such power and in demonstration. And I was listening as Evangelist Maybell was saying, you know, our own Evangelist Cynthia will be preaching, if it's the Lord's will, on the 12th and the 19th. And just thinking of how much Evangelist May back in 19, if I had no context, I would have thought it was Evangelist Cynthia preaching. And I tell you, I enjoy it. Because it's nothing, there are no mince words, there's nothing, no taking down, no sugarcoating. It's the pure, unadulterated word of God. And I enjoy every part of it. I want to say to her, then may be encouraged and keep doing what God gives you to do. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Then it's Cynthia. Well, praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on tonight. And I was able to feel the message that was being preached tonight. I could feel it.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it's just as if it was yesterday that word was preached. But I thank God for the word of God on tonight. And I'm determined to meet the Lord, to be ready. I'm trying my best, oh my God, to deny self, let self be put to death in order to be ready to meet the Lord. So I just thank God for all things. I'm thanking God for each and every one that is on the broadcast on tonight. We want to encourage you to continue to look to the Lord. Take God as your guide. Take the word of God. And let that word guide you. Maybe you're not near where we are, but wherever you are, find a place that is preaching the word of God, the gospel, the true gospel, and get into a church so can be saved. And seek the Lord for your salvation, because time is really running out. And we've got to get in a hurry, every one of us. The believers and the unbelievers have to get in a hurry, because it won't be long. Glory to God. And we just have to be ready because he is coming back just as he said he would. So I thank the Lord tonight. And we want to remind you, Evangelist Cynthia will be preaching on the 12th and the 19th. That's both on the Monday. And she will be preaching on the International Prayer Line. So we ask that you tune in, and I'll give you that number once again so you can call in. And the number is 605-313-4122-1878-69#. And that's the 12th and the 19th. Glory to God. God bless you if that's all. And we just keep praying for the family, the bereaved family. Praise God. If that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close. And we are looking forward to being back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.